Tabernacle Presbyterian Church presents Sunday with Tab. Tabernacle Presbyterian Church, located at 34th and Central in Indianapolis, welcomes you to Sunday with Tab. Today, Pastor John Gable delivers the message entitled, Create in Me a Clean Heart, a first-person presentation of King David. We'll also have music from the Sanctuary Choir and soloist Leah Crane. So join us now from the sanctuary of Tabernacle Presbyterian Church for Sunday with Tab. Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner when my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward being. Therefore teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from bloodshed, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you have no delight in sacrifice. If I were to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar.
I remember so well when I wrote those words and why I wrote them. If only you knew. I was a man broken by my own sin in a depth of despair, but no one knew about it. Or so I thought. You know, I am known everywhere I go. Men admire me, women are enamored by me. Parents hush their children when I come near, saying, "You know who that is, don't you? That's King David. He is the king of Israel. He is a man mighty in battle, a great leader. He is a man who was born a shepherd, but God raised him up to be a king. King David writes beautiful poetry. He writes beautiful music. Our King David, he is a man after God's own heart." If only they knew. I desire to be a man after God's own heart. But too often my actions betray me. A woman walked up to me just recently and told me how much she loved one of the songs I had written for worship. I thanked her and said, "Well, which song in particular are you thinking of? I've written many." She said, "Oh, it's the song that begins, 'Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant goodness, forgive me of my sins.'" Then she began to sing the chorus to me. "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." If only she knew. Of course, I thanked her for her kindness, but if only she knew the depth of my sin and what I was going through as I wrote that song. Oh, I would like to say that I am a man with clean hands and a pure heart. That's what people think of me. That's what people expect of me. That's what I expect of others when they say they want to go into the house of the Lord, to be in the presence of the Lord. But I know myself. I am a man of unclean hands and an impure heart. You know, I wrote this song in the spring, I think it was, of last year. Spring is the time when kings go out to battle with their armies. I chose instead to stay home in Jerusalem It was late in the afternoon. I was out on my portico. I have built a home in the city called the City of David. I built my home at the highest point in the city so that I can look down and see everything that lies beneath me, and I have come to believe that everything there belongs to me. And that's when it happened. I saw a beautiful woman bathing in a pool in a portico just below me, and I wanted her. And so I called for my servants to bring her to me, and she came. Her name is Bathsheba, and she is beautiful indeed. But she's also married, as am I. She's married to a man named Uriah. He's a Hittite. He is a member of my army. He is one of my soldiers out in the field where I should be. He is defending my country, acting in my name under my command. And I knew what I was doing was wrong. I knew everything that I was doing was wrong. And yet I justified myself. I deceived myself into thinking, but I am the king. And I can do as I please. And I can have what I want, even when it belongs to someone else. And I wanted Bathsheba. And so I took her. I brought her into my house, and soon she was with my child. Now, I should have confessed my sin then. I knew the depth of my sin. I knew the brokenness that was wreaking in my life. It was a break in my relationship with God, with others. It was a sin I was trying to hide within myself. But I tried to hide that sin, and as a result, it complicated it further. You see, I thought I could hide this sin if only Uriah, her husband, came back from the field and was with her. So I called him home, but being a man of honor, he refused to be with her while his companions were out in the field. And so now I became desperate. I needed to find another way to cover my sin, and so I did the unimaginable. I instructed his commander to send Uriah to the front line, and then in the heat of battle to withdraw the other troops, leaving Uriah there. And he did. And my sin was complete. Did I regret it? For what? But you see, I am the king. And I can do as I please. I can have what I want. And I wanted Bathsheba. And so I made it possible for her to be with me. And I thought I was in the right to do so. And so I thought the sin is hidden. That's something of the past. No one knows. Or so I thought. I brought her into my house, and after her designated period of mourning, I took her as my wife. All was well, or so I thought. It wasn't long after that that the prophet Nathan asked for an audience with me, which of course I granted. I have known Nathan largely my whole life. He's a trusted advisor. He's a good friend. He is a man of God. We are the people of God. I assumed that he was coming to bring me some good news of God's blessing on us. But instead, he started telling me a story. He said there were two men, one a rich man who had many fields and many flocks, the other a very poor man who had but one ewe lamb, whom he loved dearly. So much did he love this lamb that he raised him as one of his own children. When the rich man was having a guest come for dinner, instead of taking one of his own flocks, he instead took this one man's ewe lamb. And hearing the story, I became enraged by it. I became indignant with the injustice that was being done. I said, this man is guilty. This man needs to be convicted. This man deserves to die. That's what I said. And the prophet Nathan looked me squarely in the eyes and said, but King David, you are that man. And my heart was broken. My heart was seared. I knew that my sin had been found out. I was not the man with clean hands and a pure heart. I was an unclean man with an unclean heart. I was guilty and convicted of my sin. And I didn't know what to do about it. Nathan instructed me very clearly. He said, what you must do now is confess your sin openly and honestly to God and plead for his mercy. And I did so in the only way I know to do it, by writing a piece of poetry, by writing a piece of music. The very piece of music that woman said to me was so beautiful. Beautiful? No, this is not a beautiful piece. This is a heartbroken piece. This is a piece that speaks to the brokenness of my heart and the depth of my sin and my pleading for God's forgiveness and mercy. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out all my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly of my iniquity and cleanse me of my sins, for I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. But even as I wrote those words, I thought, this is not enough. I don't want to be just forgiven of this sin, of these sins. I realize that there is sin throughout my whole life. There is a brokenness in every one of my relationships that needs to be owned and confessed and repented of and forgiven. My relationships with others, my relationship with God. I needed to confess and be forgiven of that sin which has robbed me of the joy of my salvation. And so I continued to write, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Withdraw your Holy Spirit not from me, but rather restore in me the joy of my salvation and sustain me with your willing spirit. That was my prayer. Open, honest, completely true. Am I pure? No, but I am honest. And God heard my prayer. He forgave me of my sin. He filled me again with the joy of my salvation, the joy of living in a right relationship with him. And in that, I live out my life now with endless gratitude and praise to God for what he has done for me. And I vowed to God that I would then tell my story to others, to tell of my sin and my brokenness and my repentance and my confession and the experience of being forgiven and washed clean by God so that they may know that what God has done for me, he can do for them as well. Oh, I learned much through this very hard, hard lesson. I learned that no matter who we are or how self-important we think we are, that all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I've learned how easy it is to deceive ourselves into thinking that my sins are little sins, but then to convict or condemn you for doing the very same thing. I've learned that it is easy to try and hide our sins, but that there is no such thing as a hidden sin. All sin breaks relationships with others, with God, All sin robs us of the joy of our salvation. I learned through this experience that compounding sin is, it just complicates things. So when we find ourselves in sin, we need then to openly confess as quickly and honestly as we can so that those sins might be wiped clean from us. I learned that we all need a prophet Nathan in our lives. Someone who will speak the truth to us in love, love of us and love of God. I learned that no matter who we are or what we've done or where we've been, that we have a God who is willing and able to forgive us if only we will ask. Oh, I learned a lot through this experience. I didn't write these words, someone long after me did, but I'll claim them as speaking a truth. That writer says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is gracious and merciful, will forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Am I a man after God's own heart? I pray that I am. Am I pure and blameless? No. If only you knew. But what I am is forgiven, and that you should know. And for that I say thanks be to God. This is the telling of Psalm 51. With the background story told to us in 2 Samuel chapters 11 and 12. Thanks be to God.
You're listening to Sunday with Tab, a production of Tabernacle Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis. We hope you have found inspiration and comfort in today's program. If you would like to listen to today's message again, there are many ways to do so. Subscribe to the Tab podcast on iTunes and other apps, or go to tabpres.org and tap on the graphic marked Sermons. If you prefer a CD copy, call us at 317-923-5458. That's 317-923-5458. please mention today's date. We invite you to join us for worship this morning at Tabernacle Presbyterian Church. We're located at the corner of 34th Street and Central Avenue in Indianapolis. At 8 a.m., we have a communion service in the chapel, and at 10 o'clock, a beautiful worship service in the sanctuary. The 10 o'clock service is also live streamed on our YouTube channel, Tab Indy. For information on the services and streaming, go to tabpres.org. That's tabpres.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Sunday with Tab.
Why is there church?
Pastor John Gable of Tabernacle Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis.
The word church conjures up many images, but at TAB we believe the church is called to demonstrate the values and practices of the kingdom of God. At TAB we envision a place where people grow strong in faith as they are equipped to serve others, where deep and loving relationships are created, where people work together to strengthen the community, advocate for justice, and promote God's peace and shalom. Oh, we're not there yet. But that is what we desire because we believe that's what God desires for the church, our community, and the world. Come see for yourself or find out more at tabpres.org.
Tabernacle Presbyterian Church, 34th Street and Central Avenue in Indianapolis, invites you to worship Sunday morning at 8 or 10 a.m. If you can't make it in person, tune in to Sunday with Tab, Sunday mornings at 6:30 on WIBC, or find us online at tabpres.org.